Well, the Academy Awards, they were on, and to get all the lowdown on the hoedown and the showdown, our entertainment reporter, Jaden Forster. Jaden, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So the Oscars, obviously a lot different. Do you think it passed the test or not?
Well, as usual, most like every other year, really, it sort of dragged on a bit, and it was still quite stuffy and a bit wordy here and there. It sort of lacked any real entertainment value, to be honest. But from a visual perspective, from a visual presentation perspective, it certainly looked brilliant. I mean, setting it up as a movie filmed in a train station certainly worked, I think. Of course, it was always going to be different this year because of the pandemic, and that was evident to some degree on screen. Of course, the people that were in the room, 170 stars that were in the room, way down on the amount of people they normally have there, were wearing masks when they weren't on camera. They were wearing gloves on the red carpet, which was sort of something new that we haven't seen before. And of course, it was all done in a train station. So that was probably something very, very different, the first time that that's ever been done there. But something that was all the same was the fact that there were awards handed out, as you would expect.
Yep.
Of course, Anthony Hopkins, at the age of 83, has become the oldest Oscar winner to take out the Best Actor gong for his stunning, really stunning portrayal of a father in a movie called The Father. And Frances McDormand took out the award for Best Actress for her role in Nomadland, which also won Best Picture, and also landed Chloe Zhao, the first Korean woman to win an Oscar. That cemented her winning there as the first Korean woman to win an Oscar for Best Director for Nomadland. So a first in there, and I guess a first for the Oscars too, happening in a train station and in the year of a pandemic this year.
They should always get Ricky Gervais to do these things, in my opinion. He always stirs things up. Anyway, tell us about Chadwick Boseman.
Yes, well, he was sort of the heavy favourite to take out the Best Actor gong for his role in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. But, of course, as I just touched on there, that went to Anthony Hopkins at the age of 83. Anthony overnight has actually paid tribute to Chadwick, said he never actually expected to win. But Chadwick, having wins at the Golden Globes and the SAGs, it was sort of expected that he would take out that award. He was the first black actor to be posthumously nominated for an Oscar. Only Ledger and Peter Finch have really done that beforehand, but that didn't happen. Hopkins won, as we said, but the build-up, really building up to sort of this massive crescendo, fell flat. Anthony Hopkins wasn't even in the room to accept the award, and there's a lot of people saying that it was the worst ending since Game of Thrones, which is saying something. And some people are even going as far to say that the Oscars are still racist, which is something I don't really subscribe to. I mean, given the number of winners of colour and mixed race that we had yesterday, I think that that's probably not something that you can really subscribe to, but I guess that's debatable, of course.
Yeah. Any other sort of controversies that came out of the night?
No, it was all squeaky clean. Of course there were controversies, guys. It's the Oscars. There's always controversies. And they were minor this year, I must say. There weren't many, but there was one with an actress, Marley Matlin. She won the Best Actor Award way back at the age of 21. She's now in her 50s. I'm pretty sure she's the youngest winner to win that award. But anyway, she was there to present an award, and she was up on stage, and she was signing that particular award as she was presenting it, and some deal in the control room cut away from the shot of her to something else, which caused a lot of a stir on social media. But there was also an interesting moment prior to the ceremony with the red carpet taking place, of course, that being beamed into Australia here via Sunrise, featuring a legend in Glenn Close. She was doing an interview with Channel 7's David Warwood, and she, I think it went a little bit over the line, but she started sort of mocking his accent. And I'll play you a little bit of that grab with Glenn Close, and then I'll ask you for your thoughts on it. Here's Glenn on Sunrise.
Obviously, it's such a weird time as well, all those restrictions that are in place. You've been on so many red carpets.
Such a weird time.
How are you feeling about it all today? How are you feeling about it all today?
I'm feeling wonderful. I'm so happy to be here.
Well,
is that rude and inappropriate, or was that just her having a little bit of fun and mucking around with David?
I reckon if it was somebody having a go at a different accent, but I reckon most Aussies, that wouldn't worry me too much, because she did still show to this day that Americans can't do a bloody half-decent Australian accent. It was terrible.
That's true, yeah. It was pretty terrible. I think if I was in David's shoes, I'd be a little bit offended perhaps, but he handled it exceptionally well. Professional, continued with the interview, and to be fair, Glenn Close also continued to answer a couple of questions too. But look, those red carpets, they're hard yakka. I've been there. I've been on the receiving end of similar things from a very famous person a few years ago, so I know exactly what it's like, but... Look, it's hard work. He handled it well. So good on him for handling it like that.
Yeah, I noticed Steve stayed quiet. That's because we always make fun of his accent, don't we? Hey.
Well, no, it's just one of those. It's just one of those things with when you're on that red carpet. That you're free for all, aren't you? They can have a go at you if they like, and you can take it or run.
How would you know? What red carpets have you been on, Steve?
Of course, I've been a load of red carpets.
Yeah, I know.
Really? Anyway. Really?
All right, thanks as always, Jaden, for that. And we'll catch you on Friday for our general entertainment report.
I'll catch you then.
Good on you. Yeah. Jaden Forster, Celebrity Lane.
Yeah, what happens is most of the pubs I went into had red carpets.
Oh, yeah. Just it is the wake-up call.